Nothing could stop him. And soon the Yeehats were running, wild with fear, back to the forest. Buck followed for some time, then returned to the camp. He found Pete, killed in his bed. He followed Thornton's smell to a deep pool and found Skeet lying dead by the edge. Thornton's body was somewhere under the water. All day Buck stayed by the pool or walked restlessly round the camp. But when the evening came, he heard new sounds from the forest. The wolves had come south for the winter and were moving into Buck's valley. They came into the camp in the moonlight, and Buck stood silently, waiting for them. Suddenly, the bravest wolf jumped at Buck. In a second, Buck had bitten, and then stood still again. The wolf was dead behind him. Three more wolves jumped at him and were killed. Then the pack attacked in a crowd all at once, but not one of them could bring Buck down. He was too quick, too strong, too clever for them all.